This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Whatever is the matter? He asked, when he saw the three of them sitting there weeping. Suppose you and daughter were married, and had a son, and he grew up to be a man, and came down in the cellar, and the axe had fell on his head, and killed him, said the father, and all three began to cry louder than ever. At that, the young man burst out laughing. He just reached up and pulled down the axe, and that was that. I traveled many a mile, he said, but never have I met such three big sillies as you. Now I'm going out on my travels again, and if I meet three bigger sillies than you three, then I'll come back to marry your daughter. He said goodbye and started off on his travels. And then the farmer and his wife and daughter sat down and cried some more because the daughter had lost her young man. The young man on his travels soon came to a little cottage with grass growing from the thatched roof. The old woman who lived there was trying to make her cow climb a ladder up to the roof, but the cow would not go. This was a surprising thing to see, so the young man asked the old woman what she was doing. Why, just see all the beautiful grass on the roof, she said. I want my cow to climb up so she can eat it. She would be safe because I'd tie a string around her neck and put it down the chimney and tie the other end around my wrist so she couldn't fall without me knowing it. You big silly, said the young man. Why don't you cut the grass and throw it down to her? But the old woman was determined to do it her way, so she coaxed and pushed until she got the cow up the ladder. Then she tied a string around the cow's neck and put the string down the chimney, and she tied the other end of the string around her wrist as she went about the house. The young man shook his head and went on his travels, but before he had gone far, the cow had fell off the roof and hung halfway to the ground with the string around his neck, and the cow's weight pulled the old woman halfway up the chimney, and there she stuck fast in all the soot. So that was one big silly. That night, the man stopped at an inn. Since it was crowded, he was given a bed in a double room. The man who had the other bed was a jolly fellow, and they spent a pleasant evening together. But next morning, the young man had a surprise, for the jolly fellow hung his trousers from the knobs on the chest of drawers and ran across the room and tried to jump into them. He tried and tried and tried until he was all red and puffing, but he could not make it. Oh dear, he said at last, I don't think trousers are the most awkwardest thing to wear. However, are you going to get in yours? The young man showed him, and the jolly fellow was so pleased that he said he would never have thought of that system. So that was another big silly. The young man went on with his travels, and soon he came to a pond outside a little village, where all the villagers were gathered around, raking at the water with pitchforks and brooms and rakes. Whatever are you doing? The young man asked. The moon has fallen into the pond, they cried. We're trying to rake it out. Why, you big sillies, he said the young man. The moon is still in the sky. That is only a reflection in the pond. But the villagers would not believe him, so the young man turned away. And that was a lot more sillies, many more than three. So the young man went back and married the farmer's daughter, and they lived happily ever after, except... I accept.
When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light, twinkle, twinkle all the night, twinkle, twinkle. spark. He could not see where to go if you did not twinkle.